Hare Krishna, I welcome all the devotees to our Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call of our Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrita sessions. And before that, before starting this Lilamrita session, I would like to read the quote of the day by Srila Prabhupada, 10th June. A king is sitting on the throne and there is a bug. The bug and the king, they are on the same throne, but the bug and the king much difference. Sitting on the same throne does not mean that they have become equal. Why? Due to their constitutional position. The bug's constitutional position is to bite only, and the king's position is to rule. Although they are on the same level, the difference is great gulf of difference. Similarly, God and the living entity may sit down together, may talk together, they lie together, eat together, but that difference will be there. Montreal, June 10, 1968. Hare Krishna. So, before starting this session, we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Anita Mataji to give the chapter summary of chapter 30 of Lilamrita. Hare Krishna, Anita Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving a very precious time and association and giving this chapter summary. Mataji, I hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Supriya Mataji. Thank you so much for that warm welcome. And it is a great pleasure to be on the call with all the exalted devotees on Bhakti Sangha. And thank you so much for giving this opportunity to speak on our great spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. So it's really effortless job which he has done for making the ISKCON to happen, and that's why we all devotees are connected because of the one and only Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Mataji. So I'll just share the screen, Mataji. Am I audible, Mataji?
Yes, you are.
Yes, Mataji.
Thank you. So I welcome all of you for the Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. So so thank you so much for joining. And if on the attempt of making this Lilamrita chapter 30, which I'm going to give it, which we are going to discuss. So if I make any mistakes, please excuse me. So if anything is good, which you feel, all glories will be given to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Hare Krishna. Share screen. So is it can you view with Mataji?
Yes, Mataji. Yes.
Okay. So before starting, let me give my obeisances to all our spiritual masters and our Lord Shri Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namacharya Padaya Nitai Kripa Pradayine Gaurakata Dhamma Daya Nagaragrama Tarane. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Pashacharya Deshadharane. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोधानंद वंदना ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी श्री श्री राधा माधव की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। नित गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे वी आर ऑन या चैप्टर 30 ऑफ लीलामृता विच इज गिवन बाय स्वरूप स्वरूप दामोदर दास हिज ग्रेस स्वरूप दामोदर ग्रास दास। So we are really very fortunate. If not of him, we would have not got this opportunity to read the Leelamrita. So you know, in this way, the Bhakti Sangha is doing a very good session of this Leelamrita on the 125th anniversary of Prabhupada. So every Fridays we are having each chapter, which is given by various exalted devotees on the call. So I'm really happy to be connected with this Bhakti Sangha, having so many services, so many classes. For the whole day. Thank you so much. So let's move on to this chapter of Radha Landaneeshwara, which is chapter 30. Okay, so this is chapter 30, which means which says about Prabhupada's dream. In fact, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada's dream, which is to open a temple of Radha Krishna in London, which is to be fulfilled, which was fulfilled. So Prabhupada named the deities as Radha Landaneeshwara. Hare Krishna. So before moving on, so let us have a small recap of what we have done so far from Prabhupada's pastimes, like childhood pastimes. So first of all, so Prabhupada was born on September 1st, 1896 to Gaur Mohan De and Rajani Mataji. So it was on the day of Nandotsava. So can anyone tell what is meant by Nandotsava? Let us have some interaction also. Nandotsava means?
Nanda Maharaj celebrates it.
Celebrates it for what, Mataji?
After Krishna born.
Yes. So Nanda Maharaja celebrated, that is giving charity of, this one has come. Yeah. So Nanda Maharaja celebrated the day after when Krishna was born, giving charity in the happiness of being the Lord as born as his son. So then the second thing is, then as soon as our Prabhupada was born, an astrologer has predicted that this boy will at the age of 70 will cross the ocean and open 108 temples all over the world. So from childhood, Prabhupada was born, as he was born in a Vaishnava family, he was devoted to Radha and Krishna because his parents were also devoted to Radha and Krishna, and he used to go to Radha Govinda temple daily, which was nearby his house. So And then when he was 1.5 years old, he got affected of typhoid, where Dr. Bose told the only remedy for this is to have a non-veg soup, for which Prabhupada told he won't. Prabhupada then, his name was Abhay Charan. So Abhay Charan told that he won't be able to have this non-veg soup. So, and because of that, but he was forcefully given, but then he vomited. But by grace of Lord Shri Krishna, he was recovered from that typhoid at that time. And then, so when Abhay Charan was in his childhood, he has got so many pet names. So many pet names. Can anyone guess what were the pet names? And what was the funny pet name which he has got also? Anyone, any guess?
Yeah, it is Kachori Mukhi Mataji. It is because Prabhupada loves Kachoris very much. So he was named as Kachori Mukhi. Like
yeah,
that.
Thank and you so much, Mataji. Yes, and along with that, what are the
other devotees can go ahead. Yeah, please go ahead. Other devotees can take chance, Mataji.
Yes, thank you so much, Mataji. So, yes, so he loves kachoris. And today you have Nijal Ekatashi, a very happy Nijal Ekatashi. Sorry for talking about this, Prashadam, but it comes in this Leelamrita. We have to talk about it. So let's move on. So, what were the other pet names? Can any other Matajis or Prabhuji can say? Hare Krishna.
Nandu Mataji. Nandu.
Yes, Mataji. Yes. Yes, so these were some pet names. Like he got the pet names like Moti and Nandulal, Nandu, Kocha and Kachori Mukhi, which Mataji told. It was really very funny when I read. So, and then he did Rathayatra when he was small. At that small age, he was inspired by Jagannath and he performed Ratha Yatra like as how it would be performed in Jagannath Puri. So he just he prepared the cart by his own self and he invited all of them in his neighborhood and he told his mother prepared prashadam and then it was a festival at his house for 8 consecutive days. The Ratha Yatra went very well and everyone were so happy that this boy in his small age he has done such a wonderful Ratha Yatra. And then in 6 years at Prabhupada, sorry, Abhay Charan, at his 6 years, he asked for Radha Krishna deities to his father for him to worship. So from then he started to worship Radha Krishna deities by his own and then he started to offer prashadam and have the prashadam from his small age itself. And then, so going ahead, so in 1922, actually we have even more childhood pastimes, like he was very naughty to go to school and then his mother has appointed I forgot the name of that servant. So he used to take a drag Prabhupada like to the school and then Prabhupada wasn't interested but still he went to school. And then in 19, so like this Prabhupada's pastimes went as Abhay Charan when he was in childhood. And then in 1922, Prabhupada met Abhay Charan, met Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is his spiritual master. So while after meeting, in that meeting, his spiritual master told, you are all so educated, so you can go to the Western world and why don't you give this Chaitanya Sankirtana movement to all the English speaking people. So that's when a spark came in Prabhupada's mind that he has to do something. So, but still he didn't start to work at that time. He just, he was a grihastha. And so he thought he had to take care of his family. And so he was, though he had a passion to do something for his spiritual master, but still he was hesitating because he was a grihastha. But in Side by Side, he was writing the Back to Head God magazine also. And he tried to sell it also. So all these things were happening and after that, wherein after 4 decades later in 1965, Prabhupada at his age of 69, so he went to the Western world, leaving Vrindavan, he went to the Western world with only just 2 volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam, which he had completed till then to spread the Krishna conscious movement in the Western world. So in the in the ship, only he was the person who had no possessions such as like any dress or any costly ornaments. Only just with him, he carried only Srimad Bhagavatam. So that was only his possession. So and then, so for going to the Western world, he approached Sumati Morarji, who is the head of the organizers of ship owners. And he wanted to ask tickets to her, wherein she first refused, considering his age. But then Prabhupada told, age is not in consideration. Please give me ticket. So he just requested, Prabhupada requested to Sumati Morariji, please give me ticket. I wanted to go to Western world. I want to teach this precious moment of Krishna consciousness. So, but then Sumati Morarji, after a long thinking, she accepted, okay, so I will give you this ticket. And then Prabhupada, on August 13th, 1965, he stepped into Jalatuta ship, where he started his travel to the Western world. So on the way to the US, so he had two heart attacks on the ship. So, but still he did not consider all those things. And on the first heart attack, he was like little low, but what happened was, again the next day immediately he got the second heart attack. That's when he thought that I am no more, I would be finished now. So if Krishna wants to save me, let him save me. So it is his plan that he has sent me in this ship to spread his movement. So he just surrendered to Krishna at that moment. So that's where he got a dream that Krishna is holding him and saying, I am only driving this boat, so you don't worry, you can go to the Western world and you can spread my movement. So that's where Prabhupada got okay from then, like he was relieved from his heart attack. And then he started, he was feeling well on the ship. So the next one is so immediately in the ship, the other day was was Krishna Janmashtami, where it was celebrated, where Prabhupada didn't leave the opportunity to talk about Krishna. So he just gave a small lecture about Krishna on that same day of Janmashtami, and he distributed the prasadam also on the ship. And the other day, which is Nandotsava day, it was Prabhupada's birthday, 70th birthday, where no one noticed about it. So it just went unnoticed, and Prabhupada didn't care about it also, because he is just what, Uttama Adhikari. So he did not care about any material possession and all, and material fame and all. So it was going on like this. And then on September 17th, 1965, he reached Boston. And from there, he stepped out from the ship, and he just prayed to the Lord. He said, I'm just like a puppet in your hands. So if you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance. Make me dance. Oh Lord, please make me dance as you like. So this is what Prabhupada prayed to Lord Sri Krishna after coming out from the ship. And then now Prabhupada is in the foreign land. He is not having any money with him. He don't know where to go. He don't know where to stay. But still he just surrendered to Krishna. Just he was thinking only about Krishna. He was remembering about Krishna. Only Krishna is his savior. That's what he thought. And then after a year or so, Prabhupada just established the movement in USA, in New York. And so that's where he started to make the prasadam also. So anyone guess what is the ISKCON bullets? Can anyone say what is the ISKCON bullets? This gulab we had jam, in our
gulab jamu.
Gulab jam.
Yes. So that's what ISKCON bullets. So Prabhupada, so just through prasadam, he attracted all the Western world itself to Krishna consciousness movement. So as we heard about this. He just fried that golden colored balls in ghee, and he made it to soak in the sugar syrup. I'm sorry again. So I'm talking about the prasadam. So giving the prasadam, and his disciples were very fond of gulab jamun. And if gulab jamun is there as prasadam, then devotees would not move away from the place. So that's why they have joined the Krishna conscious movement also. So this is a kind of weapon which Prabhupada has told also, to make the people join to the movement. We first have to give them prasada, Krishna prasada. So then So then, as we saw, like last to last week, our master has, in Prabhupada's Leelamrita, I think it was chapter 28, our master hasn't finished his work. So that was the TV show. We had this in our Bhakti Sangha newsletter also about the TV show, wherein that was a great struggle about Prabhupada, where he felt unwell after having the TV show. So because of the lights which were blinking on that platform. So, and then the disciples took him to hospital, wherein he was not recovering so fast, but still so Prabhupada told them to just pray to Lord Narasimha and sing the Narasimha Kavacha. So that's how, and then Prabhupada got recovered and he came back and he started to preach the Krishna consciousness movement. And then now we will have the glimpse of chapter 19. So that is a recap of Prabhupada from his childhood to coming to New York, where he struggled a lot. And then here comes the glimpse of chapter 29, which last week it was taken. So in this chapter, so first Prabhupada says, so what is Krishna conscious movement? It is just chant, dance, and take prasadam. So even, so what Prabhupada's philosophy is, even if you do not know anything about the movement, even if you do not hear anything about Lord Sri Krishna, even if you are not interested in any philosophy, just chant. He just told to chant only. So if you keep on, so it is not that after we get purified, you get you have to chant. So there are many Vedic rituals that say that you should be very pure and then you have to do all these sacrifices. All these things are there. But Prabhupada told nothing like that in Krishna consciousness movement, which means you just have to chant, only chant. And then the purity comes back by itself. So like how the Kanishta Adhikari will go to Madhyama and then to Uttama. So it's only taking prasadam and dance and chant. So what the people of the world want also is just only this one. They want to dance all the time. They want to entertain themselves. So everything is there in Krishna consciousness movement. So this is what Prabhupada has told in San Francisco, 1969, July 25. So at that time, Prabhupada told about this one. Like what is a Krishna conscious movement? You just have to chant, dance, and take prasadam. And then, so during that time, the disciples had sent, the disciples had sent their records of Kirtan to Apple Records. This is the Apple record, this banner. Can you see, Matajis? So this was the Apple record. And this is where the devotees had sent their kirtans to record, just to make attempt to, like the devotees in London were struggling, like somehow they have to preach the Krishna consciousness movement and it has to grow in London. So that's why they tried so many, even if they had so many obstacles, they tried so many ways to make Krishna conscious to be popular. So that's when they sent their records to Apple Record Company, wherein they were, it was rejected. And then by Krishna's mercy, they came in contact with Mr. George Harrison. So now if we take, there was a company, there was a group of band which names as Beatles. So which was an English rock band, which was opened, which was formed in 1960, in which John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison and Ringo Starr were all together started this Beatles group band, which is an English rock band. So from that, Mr. George Harrison was very much interested. He was interested in devotion and he has gone to India also, and he has told that he has read even Bhagavad Gita also. He has also told that there are many versions of Bhagavad Gita, which is the he was not having clear idea of which version is correct, but still he had a faith in Krishna. So that's where he has written this one. All you need is love, Krishna, Haribol. So this was written by George Harrison on 1970, 31st of March. Yeah, 31st of March. So he had a very good faith in Krishna. So that's when when devotees in London, when they were struggling to make popular of their kirtan, so that's when Shyamasundara, who is one of the disciples of Prabhupada, he came in contact with George Harrison. It was only pure Krishna's mercy. So George George, as soon as he saw Shyamasundara, what he told was, "Where were you, these Hare Krishna people? I was searching for you for such a long time. I didn't see you at all. I wanted to see you. I was hankering to see you." So it was, and Shyamasundara was so grateful to hear this from such a leadership man. Like this Beatles company was very popular in London. So it was a great fortune by Krishna's mercy that Shyamasundara had a good friendship with George Harrison, wherein George, after that, he told, "I feel at home with Krishna." So I think that that's something that has been there from a previous birth. So it was like the door was opening to me at that time. This is what George Harrison has told. And when disciples told about George Harrison to Prabhupada, Prabhupada then wanted to meet George Harrison and take part and make him to take part in the Sankirtan movement along with the ISKCON boys, ISKCON disciples. So ISKCON boys was the word which was told by Prabhupada. So with his disciples, if he takes part in the Sankirtan, then our ISKCON movement will have a most popularity also. So and then with the help of this Beatles band, mainly with the help of George Harrison, they finally recorded their Kirtan in Apple Records in the fourth take. So they had so many takes. You have takes, right, when you record something. So in the fourth take, the disciples, all the devotees, they recorded this Kirtan, and George Harrison told that it is going to be a big, very big hit. And so it was, the Kirtan was a very big hit. And after that, the devotees appeared on the popular TV show Top of the Pop singing their song. So this was their going on the TV show. The ISKCON was shown in a TV show where they got some recognition for ISKCON. That was the first step, the baby step. So it was just the baby step. So ISKCON was having its baby step in London one by one. So this was one of the step that they had brought ISKCON to the public. So and then after this, John Lennon, who is one of the Beatles band, he told the disciples they can occupy his Tittenhurst, which is a large estate which he has purchased near the Ascot in London. So this was and the devotees all went to the Tittenhurst, and they had the quarters which was allocated to them. And now and then, so in chapter 29, it is finishing off like one of their dreams. One is once impossible dreams were coming true, which means that the devotees in London were struggling so hard that they were thinking, how we are going to spread this Krishna consciousness movement here? We are suffering so much. So that's when by Krishna's mercy, they had their kirtan to be published in a TV show, and they thought that it was impossible, but by Krishna's mercy, it became possible now for us. So, and then next slide is, now Prabhupada has stepped in London, which to our Radha Londoneshwara. So this is the Radha Krishna temple where Prabhupada is coming out from the temple. And these are the contents we are going to see in this chapter. So that will be like each one we will be seeing. So it will be the arrival of Prabhupada, and then the reporter speech, and then George Harrison, then Prabhupada on newspapers. So everything. So we will be seeing one by one. And yeah. So this is the Prabhupada's arrival. So now, Prabhupada said in London, the dream is coming true one by one. So wherein Prabhupada has thought, okay, he now the time is there that I have to go to London. And with the cooperation of Apple Records and Lufthansa German Airlines, the devotees arranged a reception for Prabhupada at London's Heathrow Airport. Yeah. So, and so they went, Prabhupada has gone to the London, and from there he stepped out from the airplane and he had a VIP lounge. So once nothing was there in Prabhupada's hands, and now he had a VIP lounge in London as soon as he stepped out from the airplane. And then he started immediately when he came out, he started to lead the Sankirtan. So he started to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and along with him, the devotees, the eager devotees were unabashed during the Kirtana, and their shouts of Hari Bol and Jai Prabhupada, as well as blasts from a conch shell. So they had conch shell also. So then they had their chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So they were chanting so loudly that the people in the airport were seeing them. So, and this is where the picture, when Prabhupada came to the airport and the disciples are falling at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. And then, so now here comes why Prabhupada has come to the airport. Why Prabhupada has come to London. So this is with the reporters. Prabhupada had given this interview in the airport, where the reporters are saying, first, as soon as he arrived, the reporters were not allowed with Prabhupada. So Prabhupada came in the airport, then he saw his disciples and he was inquiring each of his disciples by calling out their names, like, where is Janaki? Where is Vibhavati? Where is your daughter? What are you all doing here? How is the moment going on? So this was the inquiry that Prabhupada was making to his disciples, and he was saying a most important word, that he was saying, you are all my father and mothers. Just think, he is a spiritual father for us all, but he is saying that that the devotees are all his fathers and mothers in London. So this is what a Uttam Adhikari means, that he sees everyone as his own. So, and then he was having rest in the lounge, and the disciples were having a talk with Prabhupada, wherein after some time so then the devotees allowed the reporters to come in, and they had a conversation like this. The reporters, they asked, what do you think of this reception? Wherein Prabhupada replied, I'm not very much fond of this reception, because he is not attached to material desires, right? So he is not fond of this reception. I want to know how people give reception to this moment. So he is just concerned only about Krishna consciousness, nothing else. So, and then he says, he continued, wherever I go, I've got my disciples. In Western countries, I have got now about 20 centers, especially in America. So the American boys are very enthusiastic. That's how he's saying even the London disciples will also become enthusiastic after the arrival of Srila Prabhupada. And then specifically a reporter from Sun, I don't know, maybe his city name or his TV company name, but he's asking, the Sun reporter is asking, what do you try to teach, sir? Prabhupada is saying, I am trying to teach what you have forgotten. So then the Sun reporter is saying, which is what? So I leave this question to devotees here on the call. So for this, Prabhupada, what he had replied? Any guess? What Prabhupada had replied, that what he wanted to teach, what they have forgotten. Any guesses?
Spiritual life, Krishna.
Yes. Yes, Mataji. So Prabhupada is saying,
Mataji, what the British forgot to take when they came to India?
Sorry, Mataji.
What the British forgot to take when they came to India, the only thing they forgot, the spirituality. Did he use those words?
Yes. That is in different forum, Mataji. In this, to the reporters, yes, something, a kind of like that only Prabhupada has replied. So he's saying, here comes what Prabhupada has replied. This is somehow is going here and there. Yeah. So Prabhupada has replied, that is God. What is what? The sun reporter is asking. So Prabhupada is saying that is God. So you all have forgotten God. So you all say God is dead. You all say God is impersonal and God is void. God is nothing. So, and this is all nonsense. So Prabhupada has come to teach this mission of Krishna consciousness, not God consciousness. He is certainly saying Krishna consciousness because God, if you say God, it means it will take the meaning of any God. So particularly, that is why Prabhupada has given the name for ISKCON also. It is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, not for God Consciousness. So that's what Prabhupada is saying here. I want to teach all the nonsense people that there is God. That is my mission. Any nonsense can come to me. I shall prove that there is God. That is my Krishna Consciousness movement. It is a challenge to the atheistic people. This is God. So Prabhupada is saying, like, whatever, whoever can come and challenge to me, I will prove to them that there is Krishna. There is God. There is Krishna's, means the God is Krishna. And I will defeat them. So that is what Krishna Prabhupada is saying here. And then when one more reporter, he is asking, is it essential to sustenance? Essential to the sustenance of your faith is singing. So which means he is saying, do you have to chant Hare Krishna? Wherein Prabhupada is saying an elaborate answer of chanting the Hare Krishna. Like how? Like we previously, like in the starting of the class itself, we discussed like how the purification comes when as soon as we start up the chanting process itself. So that's what Prabhupada is replying here to the reporter, saying that if you want a peaceful society, if you want a pure consciousness, then you must take, you must make people of God consciousness, that is Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, your so-called United Nations will not help. And then, so in this place, like after he came to London, so after he had this conversation with the reporters, then the disciples and Prabhupada went to the quarters which was allocated to them by John Lennon. So then Prabhupada is going in a Rolls Royce car, which was given by John Lennon to the quarters, and Prabhupada is going there and he's now taking rest in the quarters. So wherein there he remembers about his father. He is having a small remembrance about his father. May I know, can anyone say why he is remembering his father at this point in London? Can anyone, any idea?
I think Mataji, Dandat Pranam, his father wanted to send him, but he didn't go at that time. But now he comes. That's why he remembers.
No, actually, his father didn't wanted him to go, Mataji.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So his mother wanted to go. Yes, Mataji, thank you. So his mother wanted him to go for his higher studies to London, wherein his father was very scared. Like, if I sent my son to London, then he will not follow the four regulative principles. He will have a bad association and he will not worship Radha Krishna. All this fear was there. So he didn't want to send his son, Abhay Charan, then to London. But now, Prabhupada,
especially Gaur Mohan, when Srila Prabhupada was in childhood, he wanted his son to become good devotee of Radharani first.
Yes.
Then he wanted to become Krishna conscious. His main intention was to become a devotee of Radharani.
Yes, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. So that's why our Gaur Mohan Day, which is our grandfather, I can say. So if it is wrong, please excuse me. So because as we are accepting Prabhupada as our eternal father, so Gaur Mohan Dev will be our grandfather, right? So so he said that Prabhupada has not, like he didn't want to send him to London because he may be spoiled. So but now Prabhupada is in London and he's saying that he is not... has indeed come to London now, not to be influenced by the Englishmen, but to influence them by his Krishna consciousness movement. So, and then he is going to the quarters, he is taking rest over there, wherein then he meets George and Prabhupada. Prabhupada meets Mr. George Harrison over there, George Harrison, and along with his friend John Lennon. Everyone is sitting there, they are talking with Prabhupada, and in which Prabhupada says over there, Yadyad acharatiri shreshtas tattat eve taro janaha sayat pramanam purute lokas tat anuvartate. So this says that in Bhagavad Gita, the idea is that anything which is accepted by the leading persons, ordinary persons, will follow. So that is why even Krishna also had, Krishna and Rama, in every incarnation of Krishna, he was behaving like a common man, like to set an example for the common people, so that to bring the dharma into existence. Even Krishna, Rama, every incarnation, they know all about the Vedas. They had their spiritual master. So that's what mentioned in this Bhagavad Gita shloka. So it says like what the great leaders do, same is accepted by the common people. So the common people follow the great leaders, not the leaders who are at present. So if the leaders at present, if they are very good, then the common people, as we are, we can follow them. So but at that time, Krishna was very naughty, and he was a very great personality also. So actually, I can say there was one relationship with our spiritual master, Prabhupada, and also Krishna. So can anyone guess what it is? There is one small relationship with them.
Manjari, okay. Mataji, they are Goloka. They are in the Manjari form in the Goloka.
Maybe Mataji. So this one is like this is in Goloka, which you are saying. I'm saying in the earthly planet, when they descended, they were they had one type of one close relation, like one small close relation, wherein like how to say, both they were traveling, I can say, yeah. So from this, can you guess anything? They were traveling always. What Krishna, where Krishna was born? I will ask this question. Where Krishna was born? Where was Krishna born?
Mathura, Mataji.
Yes. And then where he was given?
Vrindavan.
Gokul.
Yes. And from there, where he went?
Dwarka, Mathura.
Yes. After that?
Dwarka.
Yes. After going Dwarka, where he went? After going Dwarka, where he went?
Back to Goloka Vrindavan.
No, he had some pastime over there after Dwarka. He had a relation. Today is Pandavar Nichal Ekateshi. So this is a clue I'm giving. What he was doing?
Kurukshetra Mata.
Yes. So after in Dwarka, he went to Hastinapur, so where he had a close relationship with the Pandavas, and he helped them in the Kurukshetra war, and then after he came again to Dwarka, and then he left. So if you see the life of Lord Shri Krishna, after he descended, he was not at all sitting at a place. It's really, what can we say? He didn't sit at a single moment also. He was fully packed up, like right from his birth. He was not staying with his mother. Then he was in Goloka, and there also he was shifted to Mathura, and from there he went to Dwaraka, and from Dwaraka to Hastinapur, and from Hastinapur to he did this Kurukshetra war, and then from there again he came to Dwaraka, then again he had a curse, then after that he winded up his pastime. So if you say Krishna was not at all peaceful at a moment when he descended. It is just because for his devotees he has descended to this world. Same way, like our Prabhupada, he was not sitting at a place. He was traveling in and out. He was going to all the Western world for the sake of spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. In spite of his ill health also, he didn't consider about his health. He was just having the smaran of Krishna only. So he just want to spread. So that's how the relationship between our spiritual master and our loving God goes on. So coming back, here George and Prabhupada is meeting. So wherein Prabhupada says, by the grace of God, Krishna, you are all leaders. So that is what the Bhagavad Gita, this verse Prabhupada had quoted, that what the leaders do, the common people will follow. So that's why he's saying to George Harrison, because George Harrison is a leader of the big band of Beatles, right? So Prabhupada is saying, by the grace of Krishna, God, Sri Krishna, you are all leaders. Thousands of young men follow you. They like you. So if you give them something actually nice is the Krishna consciousness, the face of the world will change. So so Prabhupada is saying them, you have to understand this philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So, and he's also stressing that if you like, you can take it. He's not forcing them. He's not forcing George Harrison. Since George Harrison was interested in devotion and especially in Krishna, Prabhupada is insisting him to take up the moment of Krishna consciousness. So, and he's saying that the talk between Prabhupada and George Harrison and John Lennon, they were all there. So they were talking about how Prabhupada is giving a lecture on how the material world is full of misery and the nature is very cruel. And then John is saying that I cannot simply accept your philosophy. I have to make a research, because John Lennon is not having that much faith. So, but wherein Prabhupada is saying, I request you to understand this philosophy to your best knowledge, he is saying. And then Prabhupada is saying, you should understand one thing, why these people, if Krishna is not the supreme authority, why they are taking Krishna's book and translating? Why don't you understand? So he's saying to John, why you have to have a research on this? So can't you see these people are taking up the movement of Krishna consciousness and they are translating all these Krishna book and all. So that's when that's how after that George is saying, I'm not saying that Krishna isn't the supreme. I believe that there is a misunderstanding about the translation of the Sanskrit Gita into English. So that's when George is saying that he had read, like he had seen many versions of Bhagavad Gita, and he is thinking that this Bhagavad Gita as it is your version and it is your authority, he is saying to Prabhupada. But he is saying, but George is saying that he is having firm faith in Lord Sri Krishna. So, but he is saying there are so many Gitas. Only that is my concern, but I have no doubt that Krishna is supreme. So that's what he's saying here. That and I was saying that there are many versions, and I think we thought you were trying to say your version, your translation was the authority, and that the other translations were not. But we didn't really have misunderstanding as to the identity of Krishna. So for that, Prabhupada is saying, that's all right. If you believe Krishna is the Supreme Lord, if that is your version, then you have to see who is most addicted to Krishna. So he's saying, okay, if you have the understanding that Krishna is the Supreme, so Prabhupada at last he left. Otherwise, he would have given left and right to George Harrison also. So Prabhupada is saying, okay, if you accept Krishna as the supreme, then I'm happy with that. So, and then he's having, Prabhupada is having a conversation with his disciples sitting in the quarters at Titanhurst, which was given by John Lennon. So he's having the three famous couples like Shyamasundara and Malati, Gurudasa and Yamuna, and Mukunda and Janaki. So they were talking about Chaitanya Sankirtana's movement, wherein Shyamasundara, suddenly he's saying, our record has sold 50,000 copies yesterday. Wow, he's saying. And then for this, Prabhupada is saying, he's lifting his eyebrows and saying, wow, a very great business we had. So this, all this money, immediately he's saying that all this money should go to the temple we are going to construct over here. So, and then he's they are talking about so then Prabhupada is giving a small quote over here, like he's saying, a devotee could go to many places and accomplish many things, Prabhupada said, but unless he was free of material motives, he would not be able to implant the seed of bhakti into the hearts of others. Even one lone preacher could accomplish many things for Krishna. That is, this we can say example is our Prabhupada only. He was the one and only hero of the ISKCON movement. It was because of him this movement has spread so widely and we are all so connected. So here he's saying, even one lone preacher could accomplish many things for Krishna, provided the preacher was free from sense gratification and the desire for profit, adoration and distinction. And then Prabhupada has often told to his disciples also that Vaishnava is not a retired person who only sleeps, eats and chants Hare Krishna. Rather, a Vaishnava fights for Krishna, as did Arjuna and Hanuman. So yeah, Arjuna and Hanuman fought. Arjuna fought for Krishna and Hanuman burnt Lanka for Lord Sri Ram. So, and as a devotee tries his best working in full surrender, Krishna supports and protects him. So if a devotee is having the real intention to take the path of Krishna consciousness and do bhakti, once again, so if he is having, if the devotee is having a real, if a devotee is having a real interest to take the path of bhakti and Krishna consciousness movement, then Krishna will come and he will support. This we have seen in many cases. In Gajendra prayers, we have seen in Gajendra prayers what Lord Vishnu is doing. He is sitting aram say with Lord Lakshmi, and Lord Lakshmi is massaging the feet of Lord Narayan, and wherein Gajendra calls Narayana, Narayana, save me. He is saying, Gajendra is calling from the material world, wherein Vishnu is hearing of it. He's because Gajendra with his full heart, he is calling out to Narayan, and wherein Vishnu is fully ornamented, right? He is having in his four hands all that four equipments, and then he's fully dressed with all his ornaments. But at that time, he was very free. He was like in his night dress, maybe. So he's just, he didn't comb his hair also. So immediately when Gajendra called out for Narayan, Vishnu, he didn't check out himself. He, without wearing even the slippers also, he just ran saying, Garuda, take the vehicle. I have to go to my devotee's call. So wherein Garuda is driving, actually he is a very great driver also, but then Vishnu is saying, what driver you are not driving so fast, my devotee is suffering over there. So he is chastising Garuda over there. So, and then Garuda is also feeling, how come he is so arrogant today, he is not He used to travel with me only for all this long. But now today what happened to him? He is just restless. So, and then Vishnu is saying, Vishnu is saying to Garuda, you move on. I will drive only. So then Vishnu is driving so fast and coming at the rescue of Gajendra. So like this. So if the devotee calls out, even when we are chanting, we have to call out for Krishna, like a baby is calling out for his mother. So when we are starting to chant, it is said that Krishna is sitting in front of us. So he will come and sit like this. Okay, you're calling out for my name. I will sit and hear. So he will come. When you start to chant, he will come and sit like this and he will hear. But what we are doing when chanting, we are just taking the cell phone. We are seeing the WhatsApp. We are seeing the Facebook. And we are seeing here and there what the children are doing, what is going on in TV. And our mind is going to kitchen. And our mind is going to India. Our mind is going to any part of the world. And we are just, and only our lips is murmuring, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It happens, right? So Krishna will be seeing like this. You were calling for me and I came and sat. But if I say I'm seeing you, you're not really interested in calling me. I will go now. And if you're really interested to see me, then you call from your heart. So he will go away. But still, here our Prabhupada, by his mercy, what he is saying is just chant. Whatever it is, just chant. Krishna will go away, but it's Prabhupada who will connect us to Krishna. So it's our spiritual masters who will connect us to Krishna. So this is what Prabhupada is saying. Lord Krishna will come to the support and to protect his devotees when there is a heartful call of the devotees. We have seen in the case of Draupadi also. And then here, there in London also, Prabhupada is writing the book, the Krishna book, which is the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. He is thinking that, okay, let me finish it off, the Krishna book first, and then I will restart my writing of the Bhagavatam. So again, his schedule is going on, waking up at 1 a.m., he's writing, and then he's chanting, so it's like that, it's going on. Then all the newspapers in London says about the arrival of Prabhupada. It's said that happiness is Hare Krishna. So there it's in Sun Story. The newspaper name is Sun Story. So in that it is mentioned happiness is Hare Krishna. So so like that all papers they are mentioning about the arrival of Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada is saying to his disciples he is not a spiritual master, he is their spiritual father. Let's see here. Ishana's wife, Vibhavati, asked, what is the meaning of spiritual master? Actually, I am not your spiritual master, Prabhupada is saying. That's right, correct? So that title this is why I said Gaur Mohan De is our grandfather. So Prabhupada replied here, Prabhupada has replied, the title is simply a formality, which means a spiritual master title is simply for a formality. You should think of me as your spiritual father, your eternal father. So, and then Prabhupada is saying, stopping beside, while the morning walk is there, so there Prabhupada is stopping beside a clump of yellowed grass and Prabhupada is asking, why is this yellow grass different? No one answered them. The other grass is green, he said, but this is yellow. What is the reason? Still no one answered. And here, dear devotees, can you guess why, what Prabhupada has told the answer for this? Can anyone guess?
Because its roots are not attached. They are dry.
Yeah, correct. Yes. And similarly?
Similarly, we are separated from the Lord. We forget the Lord. That's why we are dried up.
Hari Bol, Mataji. Very well done. Thank you. So, yes. So, this is the answer Mataji has told. So, it means that the grass is yellow because its root is not attached. Similarly, our root of spirituality is not attached to Krishna. That's why we are backward in our spiritual endeavor. So, and then Let's see. Yeah, this here, this part is so funny. So this is like he was a grandfather for this little girl named as Saraswati. So this is a picture where Prabhupada is holding this little girl Saraswati. So this is here the conversation between Saraswati and Prabhupada. So, when Prabhupada saw Saraswati, he told, so Saraswati came to Prabhupada's room and he asked her, how old are you? You can go to Gurukula, no? So then she is saying, no, I don't want to go, because even children nowadays also say, right? At first, even my younger son, when he wanted to go to school for the first time, he was crying like anything. So like that, so this Saraswati was saying, no, I don't want to go. And then Prabhupada is saying, come here, I will put a stamp. He's playing with Saraswati. He's just teasing her. He's just pulling her leg like that. So he's saying, come here, I'm going to put a stamp on your forehead and then we are going to put you in a red mailbox and send you to Gurukula. So for this, Saraswati began to cry and said, Malati, Malati, I don't want to go. Please save me. She's saying, oh, Saraswati is saying, she's crying and she's going running to her mother. And then, Prabhupada told, okay, don't worry. I won't send you. You just come and sit on my lap, he's saying. And then he's giving prasadam. So wherein again, he's taunting her. He's saying, Purushottam, get me that stamp. I will stick on her head. Let us send her to Gurukula. And then again, she's running away from Prabhupada. So it is, Prabhupada is thinking that she's just a small spiritual soul. So how fortunate is this spiritual soul of Saraswati that she has got a very good association with Prabhupada from the childhood. So this is so if there is a very good association of devotees, there is no hazel in progressing in spiritual life. So she was so lucky to get the attachment to our spiritual master, our spiritual father, eternal father, Prabhupada. And then let's move on to Prabhupada and Yamuna Mataji. So this is a picture where Prabhupada and Yamuna Mataji is there. And so now Prabhupada is asking Yamuna Mataji. He has been singing Kirtan for a long time in that quarters. And he's asking Yamuna Mataji, do you like my bhajan? And for that, Yamuna Mataji is saying, yes, I like it. And Prabhupada is asking, what is your favorite bhajan? Prabhupada is asking Yamuna Mataji. And Mataji is replying that it is Shikshashtakam. And then Prabhupada is saying his favorite bhajan is Hari Hari Vipale. So this is the link for that song which Prabhupada has told. He gave a small gist of this Hari Hari Vipale, the song also, wherein he's saying, O Lord Hari, I have spent my life uselessly. Although I have taken this rare human birth, I have not worshipped Radha and Krishna. And so I have knowingly drunk poison. There is so much depth of meaning in Narottama Dasa Thakura's prayers. This is what Prabhupada is saying. So Prabhupada is saying Narottama Dasa Thakur is saying that he is not having so much devotion. That's what Prabhupada is quoting here. So he's giving this gist of this song where we have to be devoted to Lord Shri Krishna. And then here comes again about the prasadam. Again, I regret for this, but we have to have a look on this also. So this is really a very good pastime. So this is the devotees in London. They are cooking for prasadam for Prabhupada. They are trying different desserts, different good desserts of London, but it is not Indian. So desserts of London like apple pie, donuts, glazed cookies, everything they are doing. Prabhupada is seeing it with a smile, but wherein he is longing for his sweet, which is a Bengali sweet, which is Sandesha. So then he's saying that no one knows to cook sandesh. I want to eat a Bengali sweet. And then he's going to the kitchen and he's teaching his disciples to cook the sandesha sweet. But the devotees, even if they have learned from Prabhupada, but they are having, they had some mistakes here and there in cooking the sweet, but Prabhupada has accepted as the prasadam, which is which was given by the disciples because it was accepted by Lord Shri Krishna. So because Prabhupada is saying this Indian sweets are better than the Western ones. So that's why he has accepted this prasadam. And then now the temple project is coming here in London. So at Seven Bury Place, they've at last found the place where to construct the temple. So this temple, the city officials had given the permission to the devotees to construct the temple, and this that part of the battle was won. And then this temple was located near a crowded place where it is the British Museum, and Madame Tussaud's wax museum was there. So Prabhupada was because there is so much crowd here, we will have a good reach of our temple also. This is what Prabhupada is thinking. And he's saying to fix opening date for the temple. To Shama Sundara to fix a date as soon as possible. And then he is giving lecture in the quarter, so wherein he is saying after he has given the lecture about Bhagavatam, one Indian woman, she is asking, would it matter if I had worshipped any other god? Would it matter whether I worshipped Krishna or Shiva or Christ or Buddha? Would it matter? She is asking. And Prabhupada is saying, if you worship Shiva, you will get Shiva. If you worship Krishna, you will get Krishna. Why do you expect Krishna by worshipping Shiva? What is your idea? For that Indian woman is saying, my idea is, would it matter? Because she's asking, if I worship Krishna, if I worship Shiva, if I worship Buddha or any other god, the goal is one, right? That is what the Indian woman is asking. So for that, Prabhupada is saying, don't you suppose this is the famous quote Prabhupada used to say, if you purchase a ticket for India, will you go to America? He is asking. So, but the Indian woman didn't understand this also. She is again arguing that that is not the point. Then Prabhupada is saying, this is the point. You will have to accept it. So then he is quoting the shloka from Bhagavad Gita. Yanti deva vrita devan pitrin yanti pitru vritaha. So he is saying, those who worship Lord Shiva will go to, where is that? Yeah. So those who worship Lord Shiva will go to Lord Shiva, and those who worship forefathers will go to the forefathers. This is the Bhagavad Gita famous shloka we all know. So that is what Prabhupada is quoting to the Indian woman, but still she is saying, my point is not that. She is saying, but before she finishes the point, Prabhupada is saying, why don't you understand what Krishna has told in Bhagavad Gita? If you worship the demigods, you will go to the demigods only. That is what this shloka is saying. If you worship Shiva, you go to Shiva. If you worship Krishna, you worship, you can go to Krishna. If you worship the demigods, particularly Prabhupada is quoting that if you worship to demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma, you go to their world only. So for that, the lady is asking, do you say that Shiva is a demigod? Then Prabhupada is strongly saying, yes, he is a demigod. So for that, Prabhupada is giving an example also. Like he's saying to the women that he's making her to understand that suppose if you want to go for a 42nd floor of a building, then you're starting to walk from your first step. So you're reaching first floor, second floor, third floor, then you're reaching to the 20th floor. After going to the 20th floor, will you say that you have reached your goal? No, right? You have to go to the 42nd floor. Only then your goal will be reached. So that is how Krishna. So we are in this material world, earthly planet, right? Above us, there are 7 planetary systems. And above that, Shiva is there. And above that, Vaikuntha is there. And above that, Goloka is there. So if our goal is to go to Goloka. So if you are going, when you are going through the 7 planetary systems, you are doing all the austerities in this earthly planet to go only to the 7 planetary systems and not further of that. So then your goal will not be achieved. So that is what Prabhupada is explaining to this lady. So, and then she was convinced. So if you want to achieve the goal, then you have to chant Hare Krishna. So then yeah. So we'll go to this. This is the Cornwall Lecture Hall in London, where Prabhupada had given a lecture over here. I don't know why this is coming here. Yeah, okay. So this is the Cornwall Lecture Hall. So the Prabhupada... Yeah, Prabhupada is saying one man in the after giving the lecture, one man is asking if this is the absolute truth. If this is the absolute truth, how come there is so many people in London, but not so many people are in attendance here? That is, even I think one Mataji, like 2-3 days before, I think yesterday only, like one Mataji in our Bhakti Sangha call also, she told, we are having so many groups, the groups are filled also, but not many people are attending the Bhagavatam class and other classes. So... yeah, I think it was on yesterday for Prabhupada lecture on Mataji asked about this question. So this one, the same question here, this man is asking, like so many people are there in London, but why they are not taking this Krishna consciousness movement? Why they have not come here for the lecture? So for this, Prabhupada has replied one answer. Can anyone guess what the answer may be? Hare Krishna, everyone is here on the call?
Only some people are interested in Krishna consciousness, not others.
Yes. Thank you, Balavrinda. Thank you so much. So, because Krishna consciousness is a diamond, right? So, when you are selling, Prabhupada's reply was this one. When you are selling diamonds or platinum, you can say more than diamond is platinum, right? So, when you are selling platinum, not many people will come to purchase it, right? So, only few people will come. Same way as the Krishna consciousness movement. It is a diamond. It is a precious movement. Not many people will take. Who are all pious and whose sins are eradicated by chanting, then they can come to the movement and they will take this up. Okay? So, and then... there was a TV talk show which was given by Prabhupada, which is in Britain's most popular TV talk show, Late Night Lineup. So this is the talk show name. So wherein the reporter is asking, the host is asking, like, do you have a concept of hell in your religion? Wherein Prabhupada is replying, yes. London is hell. What the host was like stunned to hear the reply from Prabhupada immediately after the starting of the show itself. So he's saying that it said that as if he was beaten his own game from the start. So Prabhupada then again continued, it's always damn cloudy and raining. In India, the sun is always shining. So he's saying like this, it's a hell, London is hell. So the next day, again, all the newspapers, the headlines was, Swami calls London is hell. So again, there was this talk show was published in the newspaper. So and then moon landing. So what was Prabhupada's thought about this moon landing was, a year ago in Los Angeles, he had answered a reporter's question on the possibility of man's landing on the moon, just like we are going from one place to another by motor car or by airplane. This mechanical process will not help us go to the moon planet. So when the reporter was asking, what do you think about this moon landing, about the achievement, what we are going to do? So then Prabhupada is saying, it's just like you are going from one country to another country. That's all. You cannot go to a moon with this body. There are scriptures. We have our literature. We have our scriptures which says about the moon landing, which about the life in the moon, everything Prabhupada is saying. Like after that, there was a conversation, like after the moon landing had happened,
Purushottam, one of the disciples of Prabhupada, is saying he was fond of this scientist, NASA achievements and all. He was fond of these achievements. And there was a conversation, like Prabhupada is saying, Purushottam is saying, like, they have landed in the moon. He is so happy. And Prabhupada is saying, is there any trees? Is there any water? Are there any people living over there? Then that is not moon. That is what Prabhupada is saying. Purushottam was little down. He is thinking, why Prabhupada has told like this? So that was a conversation between Purushottam and Purushottam Prabhuji and Prabhupada. And then with Yamuna Mataji again, there was conversation. She was cooking prasadam for Prabhupada, and Prabhupada had called her, and they discussed about the lecture, what they had to give in the evening, wherein Yamuna Mataji forgot what she had left in the kitchen, because she had left the ghee in the kitchen in the stove, and it was burning. That's when Prabhupada is saying, what will be my prasadam? And then Yamuna Mataji is remembering of some smoke is coming from the kitchen. Then she ran to the kitchen, and there was black smoke in the kitchen. And for this, Janaki Mataji is saying, like, what has happened here? She's shouting, what has happened here? She's shouting, Janaki Mataji. And for that, Prabhupada is saying, he's again bringing Purushottam Prabhuji just to pull his leg. He's saying, today Purushottama has gone to the moon. So wherein Purushottama is saying, I'm a brahmachari. Why are you saying like these things? That is what Purushottama is saying. And then Prabhupada is just saying, like, why the brahmachari has no restriction? You can go to the moon, because Purushottam Prabhuji is fond of the moon landing, right? So he liked the concept of going to the moon. So that's why Prabhupada is just teasing him. So George is saying, here again, George comes into picture. Long time we didn't see about George Harrison. So he's saying that Prabhupada helped me to realize the multi-faced way to approach Krishna. So like the prasadam, for example. So again, he's taking the prasadam is the weapon. So prasadam, for example, I think it is a very important thing, prasadam, even if it's only a trick. Like they say, the way to a man's heart is through his tummy, right? So well, even if it's a way to a man's spirit soul, it works, because there is nothing better than having been dancing and singing, or just sitting and talking, and then suddenly they give you some food. It's like it's a blessing. So they call you, they give you lecture, they say you to talk, and then you can have a feast, right? So ISKCON is just a chant, dance, and have feast, right? So so this is what John Harrison is saying. And then here, what is this? John Lennon wants Prabhupada to listen his song named Cold Turkey, wherein Prabhupada was not at all interested to listen the song, but John forced Prabhupada to come to the recording theater and to hear the song. And at that time, he was adjusting the machine, wherein the machine was not working, and Prabhupada turned up to sing the kirtan at that time, wherein John had to listen for it. So this is how, when a pure devotee desires, Lord Krishna sanctions it. So this is what the example is. So, and then the temple deadline is coming over here. So now they are constructing the temple, right? They have got the place, which was, we saw a few slides before, that they had got the place to construct the temple. And here comes the temple deadline, which was set on November 3rd, 1969. So this Krishna book published, and George forward is here. So Prabhupada is saying to fix the deadline for the temple. So this the deadline which was this happened on November 3rd, 1969, the decision to decide the deadline for the temple was happened on November 3rd, but the deadline for the temple was fixed by Prabhupada on December 14th. So wherein Shyamasundara was saying it would be very hard because the deadline was very short, but Prabhupada said, yes, you have to work hard and make it possible. So because there was so many work pending, like not only the temple, it was about Prabhupada's quarters and Prasadam hall and the basement and the second floor. So everything was there. So then all of them put their hard work together and they started to work so long to construct the temple. And here comes about the publish of the book of Krishna, where Prabhupada was anxious to open the temple, but also he was anxious to publish the first volume of Krishna because he was writing the Krishna book, right? So he wanted to publish the book, but he had no money. Then he asked Shyamasundara to ask George. He told Shyamasundara to ask George Harrison to lend money because the amount to publish the book would cost around $19,000 then. So Shyamasundara Prabhupada told Shyamasundara to ask George Harrison for the money, but George Harrison first of all agreed, but then he denied it. So because George Harrison, then Prabhupada called George Harrison, and George Harrison told that many people are coming to me and asking for money, why I have to give money? So this was just a material sense, right? In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Shri Krishna has told like about the charity, like how we have to give the charity, right? To the right person, right people, for the right cause, we have to give. So here Prabhupada is explaining the same to Georgia. You are not spending money for any material consumption. So you are giving it for Krishna. You are giving it for devotion. So it will be repaid to you for unlimitedly. So that's when George is regretting, and he has written a foreword in the Krishna book also for this. So, and about this foreword, it is there in the Krishna book, and you can see in the Leelamrita also. So and then here comes our deities of Radha Landanishwara, where Prabhupada has kidnapped the deities. So one day there was a call from Mr. Doyle. So he is saying that he's a representative of Hindu society. They have brought this Radha Krishna deity for their Hindu society. But the deity, if you see, their hand was little bit broken. The Krishna's hand was little bit broken. So then Mr. Doyle thought, how can we install this deity? I cannot install this deity. So we have to give it to someone. So that's when he's coming around to the moment of ISKCON, and he's hearing about the disciples, and he's hearing about Prabhupada, and he's calling them to take the deities. So wherein Prabhupada has sent Tamala Krishna, Mukunda and Shyamasundara to Mr. Goyal's home to see the deities. So then they see all of them, all the three disciples, they see the deities, and they come to Prabhupada, and they're explaining that the deities are very large and it's very, really very good. So, and then Prabhupada says that take me there at once, I want to see them. So then Tamala Krishna, so Prabhupada, they are going there, they are seeing the deities, wherein Prabhupada is saying Tamala Krishna to lift the deities to see how weight the deities are. So then Tamala Krishna is lifting the deities, and he is saying that not so heavy, this is just not very heavy, he is saying. And then Prabhupada is saying like, all right, we can take the deities. And he's all of a sudden he's taking the deities when you're going to a home and you're kidnapping someone and going, right? So same way Radha, Prabhupada is going to Doyle, Mr. Doyle's home, and he is kidnapping the deities of Radha Krishna, and he's going to his car, wherein Mr. Doyle didn't expect about his immediate sudden exit of Prabhupada taking the deities. So Mr. Doyle is requesting that we will send the deities, we will fix the problem. So which means that that broken thing, right? So but Prabhupada is saying, no, I will take the deities, I will fix it. We have many experts for this. So then they are going, Prabhupada is taking the deities, he is going in the car, and he stops at one place, and he's reciting the offering prayers, seeing Krishna, because Radha and Krishna is at the back seat and Prabhupada is in the front seat. So Prabhupada is looking at the deities, he is saying Govindam Madipurusham Tammaham Bhajami. So he's just offering the prayers and he's then saying, this is the Ratha Yatra. This picture is the Ratha Yatra, which was taken place in London. And this is the Krishna consciousness movement wherein Prabhupada is walking with his disciples over here. So after coming to the quarters, after coming to the temple, Prabhupada is saying that this is Krishna's trick. So he's talking few remembrance about the Krishna's trick, how it took place in Mahabharata with Duryodhana and Arjuna, right? So can anyone say what was the trick played by Krishna in Mahabharata with Duryodhana and Arjuna?
Where they sat? Arjuna and Duryodhana, one sat near the throat and the other near the head, was that?
Yes, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. So, yes, so that was a trick where Krishna wanted to help Arjuna only, not Duryodhana. That was a trick that made Duryodhana to sit on the head side and Arjuna to sit in the feet side, lotus feet of Shri Krishna. And then there was one more trick which was made by Krishna to Yashodamaya, that is our Damodar Leela, right? So the same way Krishna has tricked here also to that... it seemed that the deity's hands, the little finger has seemed to be chipped off, but still Krishna wanted to come to us. So they had brought with so many, because Mr. Doyle has brought with so many effort this deities to London for their purpose, but Krishna wanted to come here. So that's what Prabhupada is saying about Krishna coming here and Krishna's trick, and wherein Mukunda is now saying, Prabhupada, you have kidnapped Krishna. So that's what, that's a very nice thing that Prabhupada has kidnapped Krishna and giving him to us all. And then they have brought the deities now, and what happened was they are constructing the temple, right? it's almost finished. Now they are installing the deities. They have to install the deities, and they have Prabhupada had finished the bathing of the deities, and they had been placed on the marble altar. But what happened was suddenly the altar began to shake. The elephant leg columns and all, it began to shake, and the deities were about to fall, wherein Prabhupada saw the danger, what had happened, and he ran to protect the deities. Actually, there was a curtain put for that temple where the deities was there, you know, like for the altar. There was a curtain, and inside the deities were fixing on the altar, and Prabhupada was also there. So the people outside the curtain, where the reporters and all were there to make a record of this deity installation. So they were all not knowing what is happening behind the screen, behind the screen of the altar. So inside, what was happening was there was some shake in the column, and the deities were about to fall, and that's when Prabhupada went and catch hold of the deities. It was heavy deities, right? So Prabhupada, at that age of 70, he caught hold of the deities. He was so strong. It's just for Krishna only that he had got that strength. So then everything was cleared. So everything was cleared, and the columns were taken, and the canopy was taken, and they made one altar somehow, and they kept the deities, and they opened the curtain. Wherein, so in the meanwhile, the devotees were coming out of the curtain and all, taking all the columns, the other paraphernalia for the Lord and all. They are taking. They are going out. They are coming in and going out behind the curtains, but. The people outside the curtain, that is the reporters, they are not knowing what is happening. So they are just thinking, okay, all these are is a part of installation ceremony maybe. So they are thinking like that, the devotee or the reporters outside, they are not knowing what is happening inside the curtain, that is behind the curtain. So and then So they installed the deities and the curtain was opened and the devotee began to offer arati while Prabhupada, wearing a saffron chadara and a garland of carnations, stood to one side, reverentially looking upon Radha and Krishna as their worshipper and protector. So now we are coming to the end. Prabhupada was 73. He had now opened 21 temples in 3 years and ISKCON was just beginning to grow. Prabhupada wanted to open not just 21 temples, but at least 108 temples. So finally, the Radha Krishna temple was opened in London, and there was a plate which says that this temple was constructed with great labor and effort by Shyama Sundara Das Adhikari. Actually, during the construction of this temple, there was because Prabhupada has chastised Shyama Sundara for so many issues, like in the temple installation and construction also, but still Prabhupada has gave Shyama Sundara a full a fame. So like it was constructed only by Shyama Sundara Adhikari, and this dream of opening the temple in London was the dream implanted in Prabhupada by his spiritual master Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura, which was given 100 years before. And now that authorized temple of Radha and Krishna was preaching Krishna consciousness in London. It was an historic occasion for Gaudiya Vaishnavam. Long-standing order of the previous acharyas had been fulfilled now. So then Prabhupada, in conclusion, he's saying like, if you practice what I have taught you and follow the instructions of how I have taught you to worship the deity, and if you read the books that we have printed, it is sufficient for you to go back to Godhead. You need not learn anything new. Simply practice what I have taught you, and your life will be perfect. Then he left. So Prabhupada has just surrendered, as said in Bhagavad Gita 18.66, Sarvadharman Paritecha Mamekam Sharanam Vrajai. So he has devoted his life fully for Krishna, and that's how we have got this Krishna consciousness movement, which unites all the people. So we are so indebted to Srila Prabhupada, who is our spiritual father. So this is the Radha Krishna temple. After the temple was opened, there was a song which was produced by George Harrison, and this is that picture of that song. So this is I think it is Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham Bhajami, yeah, the Brahmaji prayers. And then yes, so that was the song. Yes, so I end up here. So this is the shloka wherein I was just hearing this shloka, which was given, which was sung by Janvi Harrison. So it was a very nice shloka, which translation says, may there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga, for by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of him. Swastestu Vishvasya Kalah Prasidatam Dhyantu Bhutani Shivam Mito Dhiya Manasya Bhadra Bhajatada Dhokshaje Aveshyatam Numate Rapi Ahaituki Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Tat Sat Hari Om Tat Sat. Hari Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. And if there are any flaws, please forgive me for this. And if there are any good things, all glories will be given to Srila Prabhupada and Gaur Nitai. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, what a fabulous class. Very, very nice, Mataji. Interactive class, enlivening class, and in between your questions,
Very, very superb, Mataji, superb. I was extremely involved in this class, Mataji, and I was very happy to listen to your summary, Mataji. And I request to please come often and give the summary of Lilamruta sessions. And mainly some points I got connected, Mataji. First connection is with Srila Prabhupada's conversation with little Saraswati, how he used to tell, I'll stand and I'll go take you this. So that is very funny, Mataji. I sometimes use the same to my kids also. I'll give a stamp, I'll dispatch to India. Same thing I'll say. And one more about the prasadam is also very nice, Mataji. And prasadam, while talking about prasadam, Mataji, when we compare with other sampradayas also, in other sampradayas also, they say that they do the Govinda Namasmarana before taking prasadam. We have the same, we do the prayers before taking prasadam. In the same way, when we go to like big devasthanas in South India, like Tirumala Tirupati Devasthanam or Bhadrachalam or any devasthanas, they have the Nityanadana Padakas. And the people or devotees who go there, they stand in the queues and they will hear continuously Govinda Namasmarana. And after that only they are giving the chance of honoring prasadam.
Yeah.
So we see the same, Srila Prabhupada has introduced the same thing in our day-to-day life also. Wherever we are taking prasadam, we have to first honor the prasadam, do prayers, and we have to take the prasadam, Mahaprasade Govinde. And that is also a nice mantra you are talking about prasadam. And one thing about the, you have made a good connection between Srila Prabhupada and Krishna, how Krishna did not sit at one place. He is moving around the places to give pleasure to his devotees. And in the same way, Srila Prabhupada is moving around the globe. He is not at one place. So if I'm not wrong, in first canto, second or third chapter, we see the Parivrajak Acharya. So that's why Srila Prabhupada is called Parivrajak Acharya. He is moving from one place to another place. Although he's a sannyasi, he's supposed to be stay at one place, but he's doing all this to uplift all the downtrodden or fallen souls. And another thing, Mataji, you said about connection, not connection, how the devotees in a helpless mood surrender to Krishna, like Gajendra, Draupadi. And you are saying that Gajendra, at that time, Krishna, I have listened to a discourse in our Telugu, Mataji, because mainly in Telugu, we follow Potana Bhagavatam. He is a great devotee. Bhakta Potana, we call. And mostly people in Telugu pandits, Telugu scholars, everybody take their basis of Bhakta Potana's Telugu Bhagavatam. And there, from there, I listen the discourse, and it says that during these prayers where Gajendra is desperately praying for Lord Krishna, at that time it is said that Krishna and Lakshmi Devi are having a playtime, that they are playing some pachis or something. And at that time, the pallu of Lord Lakshmi Devi is holding, Lord Krishna is holding, and they are having a very, what we can say, very good playtime. They are throwing jokes on one and on, and they're having. And suddenly, when he heard the prayers of Gajendra, Krishna immediately has his Bhaktavatsala. He ran towards prayers, and he did not see. He has hands are full of coins. He's and another hand he's holding the pallu of Lakshmi Devi, and he is running. And on the Angavastra, on top of his vastra, is falling down, and he is not at all conscious. And while Krishna is running, Lakshmi Devi is also running, and Lakshmi Devi's flowers are falling. It was a beautiful description, Mataji, in this discourse. And like that, Krishna is running towards Gajendra to rescue from crocodile. So it was really, really good class, I heard. And you are connecting that. That is also very nice, Mataji. And lastly, all the things. So many points I got connected while listening to your class, Mataji. Wonderful, wonderful. And one thing, Mataji, we see, mostly some people ask me, okay, we see that Gajendra got liberated, Draupadi got liberated, Kunti Maharani. But the people ask, in this present age, have you seen anybody who completely, we say Srila Prabhupada also, gone back to Godhead. But have you seen in day-to-day common people who had faith and got rescued by Krishna or by his devotees? So can you know any examples, or can you tell any examples in day-to-day life who had complete faith, surrendered to Krishna, and at the times of need, they are rescued.
So in real practical life, you're asking, Mataji?
Yes, yes, Mataji. Now in the present age.
In our present age, okay, present generation, you're saying?
Yeah, present generation or previous generation. We know that our Guru Varga, Srila Prabhupada, they're all exalted. They're not common people. They are Nitya Siddhyas. But the people, when we say, they ask, okay, we know all these examples in the scriptures, they are mentioned. But the people ask, have you seen...
Yes, Mataji, go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, the people ahead, ask me, have you seen some devotees who have completely surrendered, and at the times of risk or in it, the times of need, they are completely under the shelter and they are uplifted from their whatever difficulties. Mm.
Okay, Mataji. So actually, we can see many devotees. There are in yatras and all. If you see, there are few. There are many devotees who have suffered a lot in Krishna consciousness movement in the start during their startup age, right? So we you can clearly see Krishna's hands when you are starting up to Krishna consciousness. So it's the self realization you will get when you start the movement. When you start to worship Lord Shri Krishna with full faith, the faith should be there. So with the faith, you can see that Krishna is helping in each and every step. Like if you say, I have heard a story about a Mataji who was you can see in many families that one devotee will be there, either husband or wife, right? So this Mataji, actually she was devoted to Lord Shri Krishna, but she was chanting her 16 rounds, everything, but all those things her husband did not like. So she was early morning she will chant in Brahma Muhurta, but what she will do is this was told by my superior in our yatra. So this Mataji, she was chanting in very slowly, sitting in the restroom. So just think about it. Just opening the tap, she was sitting in the restroom and she was chanting. So, but she was doing all her work, all her duties, what she has to do. So she was continuing chanting. She started to chant even for her husband also, that he has to change and he has to come to Krishna consciousness. So wherein this Mataji, so she had full faith, only faith in Krishna only. So if you see this Mataji, it was very hard for her in the beginning, wherein she got an yes from her husband to get initiated by Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. And this happened last year. This Mataji was initiated last year, wherein she, after such a long struggle, she faced maybe like around 5 years or 6 years, she faced this struggle and she got initiated last year. So this is one example, Mataji, I can say as of now. So like that, so even if you're having that full faith, even if you're new to Krishna consciousness, so if you have that full faith, surely Krishna will come and help. So you should not think that, okay, what will happen next? That thought, that second thought should not be there. That is what Krishna is also saying, right? So that's how, Mataji.
Haribol. Very nice, Mataji. Yeah, so thank you so much, Anita Mataji, for this very, very wonderful interactive session. So I request devotees, please, we can go ahead with our realizations for Anita Mataji's summary of chapter 30.
Hare Krishna, Anita Mataji, very, very beautiful class. The recap that you gave from the beginning was wonderful and very interactive, asking us questions and important key points from this chapter. Very beautifully presented and discussed, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Anita Mataji, Dhanavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Very beautiful class, Mataji. Thank you so much for a beautiful summary. I really like the questions and the interactive session that you made, so that we are listening to you. We are not here and there. Thank you, Mataji. And I even like that, just Supriya Mataji was mentioning how, Srila Prabhupada was you know, teasing that little girl, Saraswati. Very nice. Thank you.
That's what that is what my favorite session also, Mataji's. So that is like he's just behaving like a grandfather. Even when I was small, my grandfather used to tease me like not me alone. We were like joint family. I have five uncles and all. So we were all in one home, and my grandfather used to tease us. So he will pull the leg. So that's where I felt I connected with this pastime. So it was so nice. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
And also the DT story was very nice. How the DT is supposed to go to some other organization, you know, effort, their hard work, but the result is ours. Krishna conscious devotees are like that, right? I mean, Prabhupada says that we don't have to work hard. Krishna will give us everything. So Prabhupada need not to do anything. DTs came by themselves, walking to Srila Prabhupada. Very nice, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for bringing Balavrinda also. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, it was not Balavrinda. Balavrinda went to school. Sudevi.
Sudevi. Oh, okay. Sorry. Sudevi. Thank you so much, Sudevi.
Hare Krishna. Anita Mataji. Very
Hare Krishna. Preeti Vilasini Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Sorry, I won't allow you to speak before you speak. I will speak. Thank you so much for giving such a nice platform, and thank you for allocating me few services on Bhakti Sangha. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji, please go ahead.
The efforts of all the Sangha members. Thank you so much, Anita Mataji. A very fabulous session. I really enjoyed it. Your interactive animation, and also how you were so involved in the story. That is the best part of your presentation. You were really involved when you were talking. Very, very nice. Loved the entire presentation. My favorites were, of course, the interview. And then I also liked the kidnapping of the deities, and how the altar was shaking. The entire description was very, very, very interesting, and it was like as if we were watching the movie. That's how you made it so come to life. So thank you so much for all the efforts that you have put in. Great. And also I like the slides, Mataji. You got some amazing pictures. The slides were very pretty.
Yeah. Thank you Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanvat Pranam. Please accept my humble obeisance. Oh, glories to Srila Prabhupada. I wanted to thank you so much for the lesson. It was very, very, not just enjoyable and interesting. And I learned so much, even about the different places for that Lord Krishna went. It was so very interesting. And thank you so, so much. Even I was able to keep the baby kind of quiet, listening to most of it. It was really, really enjoyable. And you're just so lively when presenting it. So it's really, really wonderful, because it's like almost close your eyes and imagine all of it. It's wonderful. So thank you very much again, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Very nice. Your son. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Sudevi.
Yes, Mataji. I love the class. Thank you very much. And I like the way Prabhupada is teasing
Saraswati.
Yes, Saraswati.
Yeah.
Go to school then. I'll put this stamp on your head and then you can go to, in the mailbox to school. That is funny. And and how when the pillars were falling apart, Prabhupada held it up, and how Prabhupada was kidnapping the deities.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sudevi. You have noted so well, so nice of you. If you are free, can you open your video? I can see you.
Yes, did you do 1 minute?
Okay. Thank you so much, Sudevi, for your wonderful realization on Prabhupada's Lilamrita. I'm really thankful to this kids section which is going on in this Bhakti Sangha. It's, wow, Sudevi, so nice to see you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, so nice. You are looking like little Saraswati only. So just imagine that Prabhupada is making you to sit on his lap. And and he is making you to do the homework. Just think of that. So today you imagine about it. Today fully you imagine about it. And today night you go to sleep with that so that you will get Prabhupada in your dreams. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So nice.
हरे कृष्ण अनिता माता जी कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम शिल प्रभुपाद शिल गुरुदेव की जय गोपीनाथ की जय शिल शिल शिष्य शिल प्रभुपाद अमृता की जय। माता जी आपने बहुत सारे पॉइंट कवर किए डेढ़ घंटे में, जैसे कि 15 दिन का बैटरी चार्ज हो गया है माता जी। सो यू टेक अस दैट बीटल ग्रुप देन जानकी माता देन यमुना महारानी इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ शिष्य इंस्ट्रक्शन टू श्याम सुंदरा एंड द स्पेशली द डीटी स्टोरी माता जी। सो वी शुड नॉट वरी इन अवर लाइफ अबाउट एनीथिंग, that everything will be arranged by Lord Krishna and Srimati Shishi Radharani at right time. One thing I want to say that my leg is, it's not connected with today's Srila Prabhupada Amrita class, but my leg has three doctor and our IG Adigatara Prabhu also told that my eye go for operation. I means ma. And I just do a Srila Prabhupada disciple wife Ajji Shyama Mataji and other Vaishnavas Dattan se seva ki Mataji, but you can't believe it, but now at least 35% relief. So this is the benefit. We cannot count all this benefit, but Srila Prabhupada is so merciful. Whether this material body is supporting or not supporting, we have to show Shishi Radha Madan Mohan, Shishi Jagannath Balram, Shishi Gaur Nithai in a temple, at home, show to Vaishnava. Yes. Follow the instruction of Srila Prabhupada and specially for Japa. And yes, Mataji, everything will become a fine by the mercy of Shishi Radha Gopinath. Koti Koti Dandvat Pranam, Mataji. All the points, Mataji, aise lag raha tha ki aise visualize, dekh sakte hum, aise itna to qualification nahi hai, par bahut acha aap question answer kar rahe the, wo bhi touch to heart tha, Mataji. Hari Hari Gauranga. अनंत कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम टू ऑल शिल प्रभुपाद डिसिपल, कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम बेटा, हरि हरि गौरंगा, शिल प्रभुपाद अमृता की जय, हरि हरि बेटा, अनिता गोपी की जय, दंडवत।
थैंक यू सो मच वृंदा माता जी, आई रियली लव योर कमेंट्स एंड रियलाइजेशन व्हिच यू से एवरी टाइम ऑन द कॉल, सो इट्स यू हैव सो मच भाव इन यू when you are speaking, so that's where we as devotees at least for myself, I want to learn about that this thing and that bhav, and I want to I'm relishing that by the way you speak. So thank you so much Mataji. And Supriya Mataji, you were asking for some real time realizations like how Krishna is helping. Brinda Mataji has told her herself also as an example, so you can take this and you can tell to your devotees, tell to your yeah.
Mataji, pair aise matlab 5 step bhi nahi le raha tha, that much pain, and the 3 doctors advised that you have to go for surgery, and the doctor is advised to go for physiotherapies. It is only 5 sitting, but still feel 35% good. This is the mercy of all sab DOT ki jo hum tan man dhan se seva karte hai na, तो वो साइलेंट ब्लेसिंग होता है, तो वो ब्लेसिंग ही हम ये मटेरियल बॉडी को चलाते, बाकी हम में तो कोई क्वालिफिकेशन नहीं है, दैट मच आई लर्न माता जी, हरि हरि गौरंगा। एंड स्पेशली योर मॉर्निंग हाउ अटेंटिवली यू हियर शिशि भागवतम, उसकी समरी बनाते हो, माय गॉड, टच टू हार्ट टू बाल बृंदास मदर, यू एंड ऑल वैष्णवा सेवा, ऑल भक्ति भक्ति संघ टीचर सेवा, कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम, हरे कृष्ण।
Anibol, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and all glories to Bhakti Sangha exalted devotees, Mataji. Nothing is, I'm just an ant in front of you. I don't have any qualification to have all this glorification and all. So it's just Vinita Mataji and Preeti Vilasini Mataji, Padmasakhi Mataji, Kirtida Sundari Mataji, everyone's effort, like we are seeing in Bhakti Sangha, that's what is inspiration for me. Thank you so much for getting connected.
They are the main pillar of Bhakti Sangha, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji. These pillars are giving us motivation.
Yes, Mataji.
Yes, thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Okay, thank you so much, Mataji. So, if there are no more realizations for Mataji's summary, then with Mataji's, Anita Mataji's permission and devotee's permission, so we can end this call today. Anita Mataji, once again, thankful to you for coming on the call and giving this wonderful summary, Mataji. Very, very fabulous. So, with this note, I would like to pay my obeisances. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha krupa sindhubhyaye vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Ananta koti vaishnavrinda ki jai, nama sarasa haridas thakur ki jai, shrila prabhupada prabhupada lilamrita ki jai, Hari Grace Anita Mataji ki jai. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Dandavat pranam to all.
Thank you so much for everyone for giving this opportunity and please bless me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji, for the beautiful class once again. Thank you everyone for joining today's Lilamrita class. We'll close the call for today and Ekadasi chanting is open for all of us. We all can chant back. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.